Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do the show, bitch.
Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
I know you fat bastards want to eat some of this.
With Ben Higgins.
Go to hell, pro sports.
Steven Woods.
That was incredible.
And Paul Reindel.
All right.
Get ready, tier ones.
Oh.
It's Ben and Woods.
Finally the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Good morning, everybody.
Do the show, bitch.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Tuesday, March 14th. It is National Pie Day, and we did our pie talk yesterday, certainly on the show. Today's also National Potato Chip Day, by the way. Big fan.
Ruffled or, like, thin?
Either.
You know, the kettle cooked?
The one I don't like is kettle. Not a kettle cooked chip fan at all. And I don't like baked Lay's. Give me a break.
That's not a potato chip.
Yeah, no, it's not. But kettle chips are too hard for me, and they cut my roof of my mouth.
I can see that. If they're overcooked, they can get a kind of a burned taste to them as well.
I'll eat them. I'll eat them in a pinch. Like if my wife went and got a sandwich and brought me home kettle chips, I wouldn't say anything, but I'd eat them. But I don't prefer them. I prefer a thin Lay's type chip or even a ruffled type chip.
Like Pringles
well.
Are a controversial subject.
They are.
I don't think they're not really a chip. They're like a saddle formed potato, like crunchy snack food.
Skin. I don't like them as much as I used to, Paulie. When I was a little kid, I was a big Pringles guy. Not so much now.
I don't really go out of my way to get them,
yes,
but
exactly.
I certainly won't turn them away.
If you had a can of sour cream and onion Pringles, I'm taking a stack.
They're hard to resist.
Have you ever bitten right into the stack? It's incredibly messy.
No, I don't like to do that. It's very, very messy.
You pop one at a time.
I know they suggest like mixing flavors to come with your own flavor combination. Not going to do that.
Well, they want you to buy more cans. Well, yeah. It's actually genius. Hey, try four or five.
All right, flavor-wise.
Oh, man.
Barbecue.
Salt and vinegar is my go-to.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar Lay's are elite.
Before salt and vinegar was invented. See, now, we grew up in an era where salt and vinegar wasn't a thing.
It's true.
I liked the cheddar and sour cream.
They're unbelievable.
Ruffles. That was my go-to flavor.
Yeah. Doritos, I love.
I don't like the barbecue Lay's. Too sweet.
I love barbecue Lay's.
Too smoky sweet. I'm not a big fan.
All-dressed Ruffles. Have you had those?
No, I don't think so.
They're called all-dressed. They're Canadian. And they love the all-dressed up there. And they sell them here. But it's like there's a little bottle of ketchup on it. Like ketchup. It's almost ketchup and onion, I think, is the flavor. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable chips. But I love chips. It's part of my, I can't eat a sandwich without them, right?
Do you put the chips on the sandwich or on the side? I like putting them right on top. Like,
yeah,
I get a Jersey Mike's.
Once in a while.
Salt
and
vinegar chips, and I will just smash them right underneath the bun to get a little crunch.
Yeah, I'll mix it up. I certainly will mix it up. Now I'm starving and want chips. I don't like red Doritos as much as I used to either. The nacho cheese.
You know, those aren't potato chips. Those are
corn chips.
Yeah. And I'm not a huge Doritos fan at all.
You don't like Cool Ranch?
I like,
don't like ranch?
No, I like corn chips. I like tortilla chips, but I tend to go with the unflavored ones.
Now, that That guy on
I like to dip them in things, though. Salsas, yeah, hummuses, course. Different
what
dips.
What are the, I can't remember the name of them. The Doritos are the purple bag. They're like
spicy
sweet nacho. Chili.
Or no. Sweet chili, yeah. Those are good.
Oh, my God, those are good.
I used to like the plain Doritos corn chips.
I do like Funky Fusion, which is the mixture of, I think it's barbecue and salt and pepper, or and vinegar.
Sounds amazing.
Is a pretty good one. Those are the kettle ones, I think, though. Miss Vicky's, maybe.
I want chips now.
Yeah, chips sound good. Pie and chips.
Pie and chips is a pretty
another healthy eating day for the Ben and Woods program.
Elite combo. I'll have a banana.
It's just rarely National Steamed Broccoli Day. Yeah. It's just the junk foods tend to get more exposure on their national days.
I wish that chips were healthier. I eat sun
kale chips.
I eat sun chips to feel healthy.
Sun chips
garden
are not healthy.
Salsa.
Garden salsa sun chips is my favorite.
They're good, but they're not healthy.
They're not
healthy. Don't fool yourself.
It's got whole grain in it.
Sun
it
chips
sucks because I want to find like a healthy chip would be amazing. You know what I mean?
They have them
like,
in there.
They
made out of cauliflower
they have them.
Rice.
They taste horrible.
A good tasting, healthy chip because isn't there nothing better? If you're craving a snack that crunchy,
chips.
You just want the crunchy.
I often lament that, you know, biology, evolution. Has designed us all to really crave the foods that we don't love. I mean, just some simple rewiring in our brain that could make broccoli and spinach like the most delicious things
decadent.
In the world, just unbelievable. Like we couldn't get enough of them, and like, I could, you know, pie, I could do without that.
Yeah.
It's too sweet. It's too rich for me. Give me all the healthy foods, the kales. And the lean proteins,
seaweed.
And just love them so much. I just can't get enough of them.
No, it sucks.
But that's not how we're wired.
Nope.
Because cavemen needed to eat like as much as they could because they didn't know when they'd ever eat again.
Correct.
So the highest fat content, you know, whatever, that's what satisfied them the most. And now we're still living like cavemen.
Paying the price.
Yeah, we are
unfortunately.
Paying the price.
That's our revolution in biology coming up.
That guy on Facebook's going to be very mad with this segment. Very mad. He yelled at us yesterday.
Oh, it was only 6 minutes.
Six
so
minutes.
If we stop now, we're okay.
Okay.
Because we need to get to the tournament of drops anyway. Much more sports talk right now.
Yes, totally.
So it is our second, third, fourth annual? What year are we
fourth
on?
Annual.
Fourth annual tournament of drops. And yesterday we revealed the matchups for the first round on the left side of the bracket, the Paul and Ben regions, and we can now reveal the results of those matchups before we get into our second half of the bracket. So, Paulie, who are our winners?
All right, starting in the Ben region, the number one overall seed, Carving Guy took down Ben, saying Big Dumper.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
No surprise there.
None.
Yep, the 4-5 matchup saw Don Orsillo losing. Don Orsillo saying, I love Ben and Woods. He lost to Juan Soto.
Good morning, everybody.
The 4-seed.
A recent but good addition. It's in the open of our show now.
Yep.
Steve Ballmer was the 6-seed. He lost to the 3-seed right here.
It's flapping. There it is. Any of these close? Let's see. 60,
not
77,
really.
83, 68%,
not really.
78%. No, not really.
And then the final matchup in the Ben region, Ben saying, come Fernando, the 7-seed. That lost to the 2-seed, another Carving Guy draw.
Do you like Hot Fudge Sundays?
67.9% of the vote there.
Then we go down to the Paul region, the number one seed there, took down the KUSR.
You wanted
rapping.
This to be 100% to
yeah.
nothing.
Yeah.
It was not.
It was not.
It was 81.1% to 18.9%.
Did you catch a game last night?
Yeah, trolls. We're voting for That's What's In.
We did have a 5-4.
Minor upset.
Minor upset. Matthew McConaughey was the 4-seed singing Bless the Mood. And he lost to the 5-seed.
Hold on. Remix.
Oddsmakers may have even had that 5-seed as a slight favorite. That happens sometimes. Blake Snell, very popular
very
when it
popular.
Comes to drops. And
yep.
He won with 66.4% of the vote.
Now, a 6-3, I would say that is our first legitimate
yes.
upset. The 3-seed was caller Dave. That was good. And he lost to Manny Machado.
Look at Nelly Cruz.
That surprises me.
Look at Nelly Cruz.
Look at Nelly Cruz.
59.9, closest matchup of the first round
one.
So far.
Yeah.
This is a tough draw for our beloved Mudcat. Mark Grant, the 7-seed, saying suck it, fell to Ben. with just maybe the strongest two seed in the tournament.
Where are these cream pies coming from? 62.3% for cream pies takes it and advances to the second round, which is also the Sweet 16 in our tournament because we only have 32 in our,
right.
in our field. All right, so those are the winners from day one. Now it is time to move over to the right side of the bracket, the Woods and Adam regions of our Tournament of Drops. And, Paulie, give us our matchups that will be going up on Twitter post-haste.
So we start in the Woods region, the number one seed there.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so cute.
So great.
And he is going up. Bo and Taylor are going up against the eight seed, Dave Roberts, and his infamous prediction last year. Tough
we are winning the World Series in 2022.
Because even I, as much as I love my kids, I want to vote for that one because I love that drop so much. Play it again, Paulie. I love it so much.
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
How'd that work out?
You love it now.
How'd you guys?
They didn't win the World Series.
How'd you guys do?
They lost to the Padres in the divisional round of the playoffs in four games. Mm.
One game?
I don't even have to look that up. I know that off the top of my head.
They won one
game. Yeah, 3-1 was the series.
From my experience, as a longtime baseball fan.
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
It is hard to win the World Series when you only win one game in the playoffs. It's impossible, actually.
It really is. Unless they change the format.
It's never been done before.
It's just a one and done. It used to be you go right to the World Series if you won your league.
Yeah.
But I still think you had to win more than one game once you got there.
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
Didn't know. I think it was like 8, which doesn't make any sense. I swear to God, it was an even number. You're like, what if it's 4-4?
I mean, it took a while to figure out how series would work. Let's do an 8-game series.
Are we trying to qualify?
What happens?
Like, if there's a season, we're going to win.
Whoever wins 5 first wins. Well, what happens if they both win 4? We'll cross that bridge when we come
Let's
to
Let's not
it.
Worry. If it's not broken, then don't
and
fix it.
And next year someone said, hey, guys, if we make it an odd number.
7.
There's no chance of it ending in a tie. At
I feel
the
like
end.
I would make it 8, and Ben would be like, hey, dummy.
Just so you
just
know.
Just make it 7 or 9. Either or. Vote for Bo and Taylor.
All right. We got the 4-5 matchup, your 4 seed.
So, sports.
Not new, but new to us this year.
Yeah.
From your old show.
My first show, my first day doing sports ever. Haven't improved
for
much.
That guy who said he doesn't want to hear pie talk.
So sports.
There it is.
And that's going up against the 5 seed. Probably the mantra of the 2022 season. Jorge Alfaro.
Let's go San Diego.
I'm going to get bodied by that one.
It's going to be a tough
possibly,
one.
Possibly, yeah.
That could be a 5 over.
I think the fact
4.
That Jorge is now gone may cost him some votes. If he was still on the Padres, tough to vote against him.
True.
Our 6th seed in the Woods region, one of our callers.
Bob Mellon.
Amazing.
Bob Mellon.
We don't have too many caller flubs, but that one was so good.
That was on the voicemail line. She was very inebriated the night before, if I recall.
Bob Mellon.
It was one of my favorite calls ever, and she said, Bob Mellon.
Bob Mellon.
Bob Mellon.
Bob Mellon, the 6 seed going up against the 3 seed in the Woods region, Jerry Jones.
There it was. Glory hole.
I mean, that's just unreal. There it was. Glory hole. He's saying to reporters. That's not hidden audio of him talking to his buddy.
Right.
There it was. Glory hole.
Nobody planted a microphone.
Does he know what a glory hole is?
Are you playing that game with him that you play with
me? I would guess
me?
Jerry Jones does.
Fair. Probably has one in his office. Literally, when he says, yeah, walk in my office. There it is. There it was.
Girl. And wrapping up the Woods region, we have the 7 seed, the Island Boys.
Oh, yeah, the Padres won.
Makes me die.
And they are going up against the 2 seed, another carving guy.
Is it still hot out there?
Amazing.
We move on to the Adam region. Any guesses on what the number one seed could possibly
extra
be?
Sweet.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
Still funny.
It's still incredible.
He's going up against
the
8 seed.
Adam, you're screaming.
Peter Seidler, you're just
at Peter
screaming
Seidler.
At it.
Is it extra sweet because it's against the Dodgers?
It was one of the best days of my life the next day when we found it. It was one of the best days of my life.
And That could probably be the biggest margin of victory because it's going up against the 8 seed, a team that just snuck into the tournament, won their conference, or however they got in. Boomer Esiason, his raspy voice during a, I think it was during a Sports Minute update.
Yep, I think so.
Come back with that.
Rams.
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 Rams. They're both kind of raspy, just in their own ways.
Rams.
That's a good one.
They don't play that enough. Yeah.
Our 4 seed in the Atom region is Hacksaw.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
He's going up against the 5 seed, Jesse Agler.
The series is over!
Love it. Such a great moment.
Such a great moment.
That 5 seed, that could make a run.
Yeah.
I think. We'll move on. The 6 versus the 3 seed. We've got a Ben drop for the 6 seed.
I didn't even get a free meatball out of the deal.
And he's going up against Carving Guy in the 3 seed.
All right.
I'm even more bitter now that I know I've sent dozens of people to that restaurant in Glendale for meatballs. And I didn't even get a comped meatball.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a free meatball out of the deal. What is it going up against again?
All right. And then wrapping things up here in the Atom region, our 7 versus 2 matchup, the 7 seed, Padres president of baseball operations, AJ Preller.
Morning, guys.
And he is going up against...
It's a good drop for a morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how are you?
Oh, love that one. That was a coach caller, right?
I believe so.
Yep.
Back in, I mean, that was not the first time he said it either.
Correct.
7th time.
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right, so that's the right side of our bracket.
Polls are up when, Paulie?
Now.
Up right now.
This moment, yes. We can start our voting at the Ben and Woods Twitter page. By this time,
Joe in San Diego, thanks for hanging in there, my friend. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. You want to come out and get blood today, Joe?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm doing great.
Hello. Okay, how are you?
God, I forgot how good that is. I forgot how good that is. Holy S word. That is amazing.
Okay, how are you?
Go. You there?
Okay, how are you? All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. We're all going to get old at some point. Yeah. I just hope that when I'm 94, I'm not calling into a sports talk radio show.
I think if there's one of us that will be doing it, it's you.
Joe in San Diego.
Ben in San Diego.
Thanks for hanging in there, my friend. Welcome to 97.3 The Fan. How are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great, Ben.
I'm doing well. You want to come out and get blood today, Joe?
Okay, how are you?
What is that?
I'm doing great.
Hello. Okay, how are you?
Oh, my God. It's like a recording got stuck.
You keep thinking maybe I'm not on the air.
Hello?
And I need to
no,
say
it. Because you would say, oh my God. Hello? Hello? Are you there? You wouldn't say, okay, how are you? 3 times. It's amazing.
All right, get your votes in. We will come back. Tier 1 Tour, looking at every team, every Padres opponent in order. This one will be taking us to the Cleveland Guardians. Interleague opponent, Cactus League opponent. Take a look at the Guardians. Had a good season, playoff season last year. Coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Truck, the bus, and we continue on the Tier 1 tour of spring training camps. I feel like we're closing halfway, maybe just past halfway, somewhere around the midpoint, because there's only 2 weeks and 2 days, 16 days until opening day. So, you know, we're getting close. We don't have 16 shows because of the weekend, so we should be more than halfway by now.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Paulie's looking at me like he doesn't really know. He's not keeping track.
We're kind of doing it a little bit differently this year.
So we're taking them off.
I'm going to wait until, okay.
It'll just be done one day.
We've already done that team. We've already done that team. I think we've done them all.
I think we've done them. At some point, we will hit every Padres opponent. They play all 29 other teams, including the Cleveland Guardians. Like, is this a June series or something like that?
Yeah, mid-June.
Mid-June series against the Guardians, a team that won their division last year, went to the playoffs, and should have some playoff aspirations again this year, Woods. Now, the first things first. I think I've finally gotten used to saying Guardians.
I'll say Indians at least twice in the upcoming season.
Yeah, but less than you did last year.
Yeah. Last year I was terrible. I don't think I ever said Guardians once.
Let's start with the lineup. They've got a good, fun lineup. It's not necessarily superstar loaded outside of Jose Ramirez, but they hit for average, they hit for contact, they command the strike zone well. Kind of a lot of good things about the players in the Cleveland Guardians lineup.
They are the definition of a, I hate this word, it's overused, but it's scrappy. Scrappy lineup.
Sure.
Jace Tingler Jr. over here. They're going to battle in the box, all of them. I mean, honestly, Josh Bell may be, Josh Naylor, kind of a bit free swinging. The rest of the guys, though, are pretty solid, man. You got Steven Kwan at the top, who's a really, really good young hitter. Ahmed Rosario playing short. Jose Ramirez is a superstar. I mean, he is asses in the seats. Yes. Jose Ramirez is playing. I'm buying a ticket. I want to go watch that man play third base and go watch him hit tanks. Josh Bell was a nice pickup for them. He's going to DH for them and you know, probably spell Naylor.
Assuming
a little bit at
they first. Get more Nationals Josh Bell than Padres Josh Bell.
You got, in as I mentioned, Josh Naylor. Out the bottom of the lineup's a little tough.
Oscar Gonzalez had a great postseason.
He did.
And he showed flashes. Which Oscar Gonzalez will we see this year? I don't know, but you know, they're hoping for a big season from him.
But as usual, where they make their money in Cleveland, my friends, is with their starting rotation. And, you know, there's a lot to, if you look back at all the moves that A.J. Preller's made, I think the Clevinger deal probably is the one that stings the most. You know, you look at it and you see Cal Quantrill, who has emerged, Benny. He's probably their third starter. He'd look really good in the Padres uniform. And it just, they had to pay that price at the time to get what you thought was going to be, you know, a really, really great pitcher in Mike Clevinger. Did not work out that way. But the top two in their lineup, their order, Tristan McKenzie and, of course, Shane Bieber are phenomenal. They've got a Emmanuel Clase, former Padre prospect as well, one of the most electric pitchers in baseball. They're a pretty fun team, man. They're a fun team because they play the game really, really hard.
Now, they may have dipped too deep in trading away some of their rotation depth. They are counting on, you know, Cal Quantrill and Zach Plesac, who could be really good. They're contact guys, though, so I feel like you get more fluctuation season to season sometimes. You know, sometimes they'll have a good year and, you know, balls find gloves and they'll have a 3.5 ERA and 15 wins. And other years, not quite as much. And the ERA is, you know, 4.5 and they go 8-14. I mean, I could see it going either way for a guy like Quantrill this coming season.
Some of the projections that I saw regarding the Guardians this year have them at the one I saw was 87.5. So 87.5 wins. And the article that I read said, I'd take the over on that. They usually win about 90 games. And again, you don't know how they're going to start. You don't know what they're going to do with the deadline. They do have some prospects that they could move if they found themselves in it. Their division's gotten a little bit tougher.
Yeah, I was going to go under just because the Twins, I like their moves.
Yep.
And the White Sox, at some point, you feel like they're going to have a good year as well.
I mean, at some point, they have to. They're the Angels. It's like at some point.
The Tigers were stepping up at the end of the year last year a little bit.
I'm not super sold on the Tigers, but I think the Guardians can make the playoffs. I do think they'll win over.
You got a really good defense, too, which you know almost never talk about, yep. But they overall should have a very good defense on that team as well. So, yeah, I think they set the number pretty well. That's a tough one.
It's a tough one to call.
To go either way. It should be right around that number, you'd think, really, really close to 87.
Yeah, I just, but Minnesota getting Carlos Correa back, and again, by our buddy John down the hall is a massive Twins fan, and he was listening to some sports radio in Minnesota. Apparently Carlos Correa, who already played with a big, massive chip on his shoulder, is really pissed.
The chip is bigger.
The chip is bigger. It's a bigger chip.
Is it a potato chip?
It's bigger than a potato chip.
What kind of chip is a chip on a shoulder? Is it a cow chip? Is it a potato chip?
Yeah, what is that? Where does that come from?
I don't really know. That's an expression.
If somebody put a chip on my shoulder, why would that make me play harder?
And just angry about something? Because
you have a chip on your shoulder?
A chip on my shoulder.
Yeah, I don't get it. We should look that up.
Is it like a championship?
No.
Chip witch? Those are good.
Those are good.
Those are really good.
But no, I think
chocolate chip.
Carlos Correa is, if he's healthy, and by all accounts, Ben, he's pretty. There's a fire lit under him. I mean, he had the weirdest offseason in baseball history, to be sure. So, three teams. Very few guys sign with three teams in an offseason. So, very high profile player as well. So, we'll see, man. They're going to be an interesting team to watch as well. But that division. It's going to be those three battling it out.
I looked it up, and it makes even less sense at this point. A chip on your shoulder is a metaphor, which means you are habitually negative, combative, or have a hostile attitude, usually because of deep resentment or long-held grievance. Okay, I knew that. The term chip on your shoulder seems to have first been used to describe the Royal Navy Dockyard's shipwrights' entitlement to offcuts of timber. At the end of the day, the shipwrights took home these chips on their shoulders. Still don't really get it. They like to take home the extra wood on their shoulders. They're kind of angry about it, so they had their chips of wood on their shoulders that they took home.
Do you know where mind your P's and Q's?
It led to fights
concerning
the size of the chips on their shoulders.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you know where P's and mind your P's?
P's
and
Q's. And Q's.
You know what that stands for?
P's and Q's. I actually don't think I do.
Pints and quarts.
Pints and quarts.
So you're going out tonight, Ben. Mind your P's and Q's. Don't
overdrink.
Don't go over imbibe.
See, now, you know, it was always used by parents as a reminder to be polite.
Correct.
Respectful.
You don't drink when you're 12.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
most
people
when
don't.
You tell your kids to mind their P's and Q's, now.
Don't worry, I'm not drinking
all
tonight.
That makes no sense at all.
Mind your P's and Q's.
And that's our Tier 1 tour and a little idiom talk as well on Ben and Woods. All right, we'll come back. There was some football news. I think Aaron Rodgers would be a great kidnapper because he loves holding us all hostage all the time as football fans, as Green Bay Packers, as New York Jets, whatever. But there was certainly a lot of hubbub yesterday. We'll get to that. Some more Padres talk as well ahead with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We can beat them. for one day. And you, you can be me. And I'll
drink all the time. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by... Oh, wait. I'm worried. Sometimes I worry you're trying to fake me out. Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry.
There's no cherry water.
Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com.
I can't believe you said it. Water with a touch of fruit flavor.
I guess that's real.
Do you not get it?
Hint water. Sometimes...
You don't even realize what you said.
You don't even realize what you said.
Hint water.
Say it three times fast.
Hint water. Hint water. Hint water.
No, it's real. Sorry.
You see why I get nervous now, though, when I see something I've never
seen.
It just sounded suspicious to me.
It's always dicey when a new one pops up.
It is very dicey. You guys have made me gun shy on some of these reads.
Nah, you're fine.
The Bob's mattress thing freaked me out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobopedic. No, I guess it's real. All right. There was a lot of quarterbacking news in particular as NFL free agency gets underway this week. We'll get to that right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So it wasn't until yesterday at like noon that players and agents were allowed to even begin negotiations with teams. Yet somehow, within a couple of hours, there's been like dozens of reported multi-year, complicated, multi-million dollar contracts have already been agreed to. So somehow they get these done very, very quickly, or there's been some under-the-table negotiations going on before they were supposed to in the NFL.
Well, that, and Paulie made a great point going to break, and I was going to bring this up today, too. It's also the time of year in NFL free agency where you go, who?
We've got NFL Network on one of the TVs, and I don't even remember the name. Juwan Taylor, maybe? It was a tackle for the Chiefs. He just signed a four-year, $90 million deal, and I go, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, offensive linemen are always the guys.
I get it. Very valuable.
Massively valuable.
I could
valuable.
Do a real or fake on Thursday.
Yeah,
on,
you could.
Draymond Jones, $51 million to the Seahawks. Real or fake?
I mean, where did Draymond Jones come from? I like the NFL a lot. I watch a lot of NFL football. Clearly,
defensive lineman, by the way. Formerly of the Broncos, now of the Seahawks.
Clearly, I'm not watching intently. Clearly, I'm not looking at the, you know.
You're not watching the trenches.
No, I'm not watching the trenches, but I'm also not watching... You know, I'm not watching, like, at the beginning of the season, the rosters and seeing who's where.
Kind of remember Tremaine Edmonds from the Bills. He agreed to a four-year, $72 million deal with the Bears.
Wow.
It's a ton of money right there.
Let's see. Here's another one. Raiders add wide receiver Jacoby Myers. I've heard of Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, I have heard of wide receivers. See, they're more famous.
What team did he come from, though? Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers is now on the Raiders.
Yep.
And he was on the... Jags.
Patriots. You Patriots. Dummy. God. Yeah. So, sports.
But then the minor quarterback news you know everything about. Like, Sam Darnold signs a backup deal for one season with the San Francisco 49ers.
Jimmy G is off to the Raiders.
Yep. Now, with the 49ers, you wonder whether their backup quarterback will be their quarterback in the Super Bowl or something because, well, they had Mr. Irrelevant quarterbacking them in the Super Bowl this year, so who knows what opportunities await Sam Darnold in San Francisco behind Trey Lance and Brock Purdy.
Yep.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I guess it makes sense. You know, he knows the Josh McDaniels system from his time in New England.
Correct.
I don't necessarily think Jimmy Garoppolo is an upgrade over Derek Carr, who they... unceremoniously, you know, got rid of and is now with the New Orleans Saints. So, and then, of course, there's the drama involving Aaron Rodgers. I didn't even get this. So Trey Wingo, former ESPN anchor Trey Wingo, tweeted out that one of those kind of he's hearing sort of things, that it's a done deal between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the trade is going to happen and he's going to be a Jet. But then there was a lot of counter reports saying, no, it's not a done deal. Nothing's official. And then Trey kind of, well, I didn't say it was totally.
Done.
He said it was kind of done, though. So I'm a little confused as to where we are.
I believe his tweet said, it's done.
It's done. But it's not done.
He said, hearing Rodgers to the Jets is done.
Hearing it.
History about to repeat itself between New York and Green Bay. Time is indeed a flat circle. Obviously referencing Brett Favre.
Oh, going to the Jets, that's yes. Right. But ultimately, it's kind of up to Aaron Rodgers. The Packers have made it known that if he wants to be traded, they will trade him, probably happily at this point, and move on to Jordan Love.
Okay.
The Jets would have to pay him a boatload of money. Are they that close that Aaron Rodgers lifts them over the top to make them into a Super Bowl contender?
It's not going to hurt him.
I mean, if he's still MVP Aaron Rodgers, which you're just not sure of. Yeah, you know, we thought
I mean,
last year.
The AFC's pretty top heavy, right? Like
Chiefs aren't going anywhere. Bills, Bengals.
It's like, I mean, it's the Chiefs.
Not going anywhere.
And then there's a step down, I'd say the Bengals, the Bills. Yep. I mean, maybe he puts them into that conversation.
The question is, we thought Aaron Rodgers.
He's had a good year last year.
Yeah. We thought maybe Aaron Rodgers had fallen off a cliff at some point last year. And then we found out, well, he was playing less than healthy. And once he got healthier at the end of the year, he looked more like Aaron Rodgers.
So they're going to bring over also, Adam Schefter reports, they're going to bring over Alan Lazard, who he's very familiar with. Also, Packers veteran Randall Cobb looks to be garnering some interest from the Jets as well. So he's basically bringing his buddies with him out to New York.
Guys, is that a good thing?
Guys he's comfortable with, at least. So I don't know. Be interesting to see.
The NFL is a game more than any other, though, that it doesn't have room for sentimentality.
No.
Or you know, hanging with your guys too long. I mean, look, Bill Belichick had a lot of success by cutting guys or trading them 1 year early rather than 1 year late.
Yep.
You hold on to teammates too long, and it is the recipe for a quick decline in the NFL. So that I would be wary if I were a Jets fan about Aaron Rodgers.
But if you're the if you're a Jets fan, this is the greatest thing to happen to you since probably Brett Favre came over. I mean, this
wasn't that great of a thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. But you were that day.
Yes, that day was very
excited about it. And I think if you're a Jet fan, this is something to be excited about. Mike Greenberg, Greeny, formerly of ESPN fame, has said, is he still on ESPN? Does he still do that show, Get Up?
He does, yeah. He still does Get Up.
He said he would cut off a toe for Aaron Rodgers. That's how much he's the world's biggest Jet fan. And he said, I will cut off my pinky toe for Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know if he actually put that down on paper, like he's going to have to pay that bet off. But he said, that's how bad I want him. I don't need it. Take it. And give me Aaron
I don't
Rodgers.
Need him to actually follow through.
No, it's okay to
exaggerate and make a point about your desire for something by promising something somewhat ridiculous, but then not actually following through with it.
I could say, if Peter Seidler resigns Juan Soto, no, you can't say that. You should say, oh my God, I want Peter to resign Juan Soto so bad I'd cut off a toe. And then if he does it, you're like, yeah, but I didn't say
it. It's like when Mark Grant said, if the Padres come back to win this game, I'll walk to Petco Park from Alpine.
But he did.
And then he did. He did do it.
I said, if they hit a grand slam tonight, I'll wear a diaper for the entirety
of
the
show.
Right,
for a fourth straight game.
And they did it.
No chance that would happen.
Freaking Haas got me.
Hosmer hit the grand slam.
And I had to do a whole show in the freezing cold Corona Cave in a diaper. An adult male diaper.
Yeah, you think it's cold in here. The Corona Cave in winter.
Bitter.
Was cold.
Yeah.
It wasn't even winter. It was summer.
Was it summer? Oh, yeah, it was
baseball
summer.
Season. August.
Jesus, you're right. My God. Felt like winter. Yeah, and a diaper.
He had a blanket, though.
So that's what you know, that's what he says. So, I don't know. The Aaron Rodgers drama is, I'm already over. Let me know when he signs. How about that?
How about the news from the New York Post? It's looking more and more like when opening day rolls around and we turn on the television to find the Padres. We're not going to find them on Bally Sports San Diego anymore. It's not official, but according to the New York Post and other reports, with the impending bankruptcy for Diamond Sports, which is the Bally Sports San Diego parent company.
Supposed to file on Friday, I believe.
The 17th,
St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
The Padres are one of four teams, at least, that the Post is hearing that they are not going to be able to make their payments to the teams, thus voiding their rights contracts with those teams. They claim that, you know, the Padres are not a moneymaker for Bally Sports, which kind of tells me, what kind of horrible deal did you sign?
No,
because
no.
The Padres,
Jesus.
You couldn't get much more interest. But it also does tell you that the Padres, for, you know, all the things that all the critics have said about, hey, the San Diego is not a great, huge media market. You're not going to be able to make up this money you're spending on payroll in television rights is probably true. I mean, you look at Bally Sports and you go, hey, they're losing truckloads of money on the Padres, despite the fact that ratings were through the roof last year and everybody was interested in the Padres. It tells you there is a cap, a pretty, you know, significantly lower cap on what, you know, Peter Seidler and the Padres can make on their TV deal, which there may not be a TV deal anymore. Major League Baseball is planning to take over the production of those games, and the question is, how are we going to get them? Sounds like you're going to be able to subscribe, you know, to a streaming service, but will you be able to still turn on your TV on opening day and every other day that follows and find the Padres on a channel? Or is that not going to be an option this year? Which, you know, I think most of us would figure it out. We need to watch the Padres bad enough that we'll take the time to finally figure out how to stream something from a computer or a phone to our television.
It'd be MLB running the show, right?
So it would be.
It would be probably MLB TV.
It would probably be, but...
But they can't block those out, right?
Right.
In San Diego?
And, you know, a lot of baseball fans
are... Is it free?
Are older. And,
no.
And if you already subscribe to cable, are you going to get it somewhere? If you've been paying, you know, I pay a bunch in cable so I can get the Padres... If they're no longer on there, what do you do? Do you have to spend on something else to get the Padres? You can cancel your cable, but you know you also have other channels you probably watch on cable. Are you going to be spending more?
A lot of the streaming services come included if you pay for cable. Like, you can log into Hulu or, you know, HBO Max with your cable provider credentials.
Yeah, my Cox login.
Yes, and get it. So will that work for, say, MLB TV?
I mean, there's still questions. Obviously, they will figure out a way to make sure Padres games and other teams' games that were with Bally or will be... They'll be findable some way.
So I have to now.
But we don't know exactly where or how yet.
Let's break this down. All right. I pay $258 a month for cable. Every time it's debited from my account, I want to flip my desk over. But I do it because I'm a boomer and I like things easy. I also subscribe to MLB TV because I love baseball and I want to watch.
So you probably won't have to. I mean, you probably just get it now on MLB TV, would be my guess.
Great. Super. But I've got three TVs in the home that we watch baseball on. One of my TVs is not a smart. It's a smart TV, but it doesn't. I have to go get now a Fire Stick for it so that I can have the MLB TV app. I'm actually going to have to do that for two of the three, I do believe. Go in, get a Fire Stick, plug that in, different remote, pop that in. Pay. I'm still going to be paying for MLB TV, yeah?
I would think so,
and
yes.
Now if I cancel... But I
now, if you
I
can cancel
have,
cable, you could save boku bucks.
Right, but that's the thing is I don't,
and still get the Padres possibly.
I don't just use the cable for pod. It's not like the TV's not on until baseball season starts. It is. So now, so perfect. I mean, FS.
It's going to be the kick in the ass you need to cut the cord.
Oh my god!
For a lot of people,
yeah.
That's the question.
Once you figure out the baseball, then you can figure out. Oh, you know. I don't really watch a lot of this live stuff, but I can get Paramount Plus and watch Yellowstone.
There's
going
to need to be a massive, like, and fast educational campaign for a lot of people. Baseball fans, there's a lot of them in their 70s and 80s out there.
Bro, I'm 47 and I'm lost already.
You're going to have grandkids who are going to be working overtime setting up Padres baseball for their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles.
And by grandkids, you mean DePaul Reindl over
exactly,
there?
Exactly, yes.
I already whip his ass daily, like, hey, what time's that game? What channel is it on? How do I get it? Imagine me now, Paulie. Well, it's good news for those of you that have already cut the cord.
Possibly. Yeah, saving hopefully. Even more money.
Save you more money.
All right, we'll come back with the Reindl Report, hour number four of Ben and Woods, right around the corner on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.